podcast pals, welcome to yet another episode of the With Purpose podcast. And so today's episode centers around intellectual vandalism. It is one of those silent things in life which humans are victims to, and yet never really take the time to acknowledge its presence and overall impact on us. Intellectual vandalism. I consider it a gift, the ability and opportunity to think, reason, or create intellectual property. Over the years, we have witnessed many revolutions, renaissances, and protest. Really, these are all indications of freedom to think, reason, and create intellectual properties. Now, more than ever, we are at a precipice in life where we are not only able to think, but encouraged through the various tools and methods that we have at our disposal to enhance our ability to think. I argue that it has never been a better time to be alive than it is right now. Here's a quote by yours truly, and that is, "Absent of information, do as most people do, for that is the wisest move. Obey. The search for information is your first order of business." I believe it is incumbent on you and me to reason, create thought, and become authors of thought. It's that First Amendment privilege you get for those who are in the United States. Yeah? Definition. Vandalism, Oxford. Action involving deliberate destruction of or damage to public or private property. And for peace, freedom from disturbance or tranquility. Finding internal peace with oneself certainly establishes a rather deeper relationship with direction and finding your bearings. Yeah? You'll find that when external forces that are adversarial to your peace are let in, this causes an internal disturbance and, I would say, somewhat of a deliberate destruction to your intellectual property. Hence, intellectual vandalism. I mean, think of it this way. Henry Ford put it differently. He says, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently." We have the opportunity to have a light bulb in your house and in your car. Sometimes you don't even give it any attention, yeah? And that is because of the intellectual resilience of Thomas Edison. I've lived long enough to know that when things don't work once, twice, three times, and society is at the center of it, that becomes a sensible reason for society to let you know, hey, we would rather you stop right now. Please just stop. Again, external forces, when let in, and when I say let in, I mean let into the intellectual space where peace resides. These forces could be the reason for deliberate destruction. In sales and marketing, persuasions and negotiations are some of the concepts covered to be effective and successful as a salesman. Now, we all know this life is all about persuading and negotiating. These are really things that bring about a position of influence in anyone's life. Well, let's take a trip down memory lane. An interesting event unravels in the years 1980s. President Ronald Reagan takes a firm stance against negotiating with terrorists after the Iran hostage crisis. Negotiating with a terrorist is like going to bed with your hitman. Yeah, that's not very attractive. It is like the Stockholm Syndrome. And really what it is falling in love with your oppressor. Yeah? Falling in love with your oppressor. A lot of the times we are victims of intellectual Stockholm Syndrome, found stuck and allowing the past and external forces to influence our notion of reality. These at times show up in the slightest of things. A dopamine release here, a dopamine release there, and you've allowed the forces to nudge the rudder, and the direction of the ship has changed. Yeah? So, statistically, it is estimated that the consumer purchasing decision is driven by women. And that is within the ballpark of 70 to 80%. And in other instances, this number may just be higher. Ladies, have you ever been shopping and noticed that, well, I might be taking longer than I've planned, however, I haven't really done much. So let me spend some more time. And so you do. Have you ever noticed how slow the music plays in the shopping center? How therapeutic and blissful that feels, and ultimately how much more you get to spend? A little dopamine release here, a little dopamine release there, and the intellectual rudder is nudged. What I've mentioned to you are really minute and really just a peripheral detail. Whether you have discovered the thing that floats your boat in life, or the thing that you call passion, purpose, will, desire, and perhaps have identified what is the rather to what or to that which you call passion, the allowance of external forces that would nudge the rudder and change the direction of the ship, that would be intellectual vandalism. As defined, action involving deliberate destruction or damage to private property. A little dopamine release here, a little dopamine release there, and the rudder has taken a hit. Intellectual vandalism. Andrew Huberman, love him, neuroscientist at the University of Stanford, puts it this way, a paraphrase. Dopamine release that is not triggered or secreted through effort will have a neurological damage. The world in which we're living today has got a weakened relationship with pain. Yeah? Granted, for what it's worth, this is merely a non-scientific observation. This possesses great danger, such that we're unable to detect when things are going wrong. Pain is important. It is nothing more than a signal that communicates. Personified, this is what it would sound like. Hey, be careful there. Something external could be trying or is making its way internally. And we do not believe that this is where it belongs. Yeah? Without pain receptors, you could bleed to death. Now, imagine a world in which you are no longer in control of what you think, aka no longer having pain receptors, or no longer in control of your creativity, or simply have given those privileges away to an individual that isn't you. Neither really is that individual the author of you. Horrible English here. I'm just trying to give this some gravitas. Yeah? Well, this happens a lot more than we think. A little dopamine release here, a little dopamine release there, and we have given these amazing privileges to the individual that is not the author of you. Rather live in the times in which we live in today than 100 years ago, when access to information such as the internet was absolutely unattainable. What a life! While things are better today and easier to reach, it also means that we are more prone to influence and be influenced. I mean, if you're listening this far, well, this is certainly an attempt from me to influence you. Yeah? A little dopamine release here, a little dopamine release there, and you have given it all away. I mean, I keep driving this home because, well, there is a study or experiment in social exchange theory called door in the face. Door in the face. The study highlights how individuals may engage in behaviors aimed at pleasing others or maintaining social harmony, even in situations where they are aware of the manipulation or persuasion tactics being employed. I find it rather interesting that one would allow oneself to continue in the direction in which they are going in, even though they know, well, I'm being manipulated. If anything, that is interesting. I would say every time you do this, you chip a little piece away of yourself. Here's a question for you. Have you ever thought, how would one create a tribe if there ever was this requirement? Yeah? How would one create one? How would a tribe be created? I mean, surely there is no blueprint that would satisfy this request. Well, here's what I think. Rome was not built in a day. From repetition come habits. And to that, over time, you become accustomed. And from there, you get accustomed. To that, over time, and adopted by a group of people, you get a culture and introduce a notion of territoriality. In the mix, you have a tribe. I bring this up because in the same way is mental vandalism. A little dopamine release here, a little dopamine release there, and all you have is a tribe, a mental state with no direction or ingenuity. While peace and pleasing and niceness is good, remember that we are all ingredients that make this world a better place. No matter the flavor you bring along, always show up. And that, ladies and gentlemen, mental vandalism. Cheers.